Chapter 4. Do not do this. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. Proverbs 26, verse 13. Come, children. In my dream, I still walked beside old Mr. Sagacity. Now that he was telling about Christiana and the children, tears streamed down his cheeks. Curiously, I continued to listen. He told that Christiana called her sons to her. My boys, come to your mother a minute. You have noticed something with me, haven't you? The boys nodded. I had to think much about father's death. No, I am not afraid it is not well with him. Father is in heaven. That I know for sure. But how is it now with us? When I think of myself and of you, then I become so afraid. What will happen if we continue to live like we do now? If the Lord is not our God yet, then we are so miserable. And how badly did I treat Father, boys? It bothers me very much. He continually warned me, but I did not want to listen to him. I only became harder and harder. And you did not want to travel with him either. It is all my fault, boys. I could almost die of sorrow when I think of it. But happily it has become different. That was because of the dream which I had last night, and by this unknown man whose name is Secret. Through him I received courage again. Come, children, let us go to that gate. That is the way to the celestial country. There we shall see Father again, together with all his friends. We shall live together according to the laws of that country. There everything is peace. The boys liked it very much that their mother wanted to go on the journey too. They did not know whether they should cry or laugh. That was how happy they were. Suddenly, they all started crying. The visitor, Secret, stood up. I wish you all the best, he said, and departed. Then they prepared for the journey. Two neighbor ladies. Just as they were at the point of leaving, two neighbor ladies came to their house and knocked at the door. When Christiana heard this, she again called, If you come in the name of God, you may come in. Surprised, the neighbor ladies looked at each other. What is she saying? They had been at this door more often, but they never heard her say anything like that. Nevertheless, they came in. They saw that Christiana was ready to leave her house. What are you going to do, neighbor? I am getting ready to go on a journey, Christiana answered. In the meantime, she looked at the oldest of the two a moment. It was Mrs. Timorous, fearful. She wanted to make Christiana afraid. Her father tried to do this with Christian earlier. At that time, Christian was on Hill Difficulty. There are lions there. Go back, the frightener had said. But Christian just continued. And now his daughter was standing before her. She stared at Christiana with big eyes. On a journey? Christiana nodded. Tell me, what kind of journey will that be? I will be following my husband, Christiana answered. She sobbed and then began to cry. Oh, no, Mrs. Timorous cried. Dear neighbor, just think of your children. I beg you, do not do this. This is no journey for women. Christiana dried her eyes. My children are going with me, she said. Not one of them wants to stay here. Well, the neighbor lady burst out, what has happened here? What made you decide to do this? Ah, neighbor, Christiana said, I wish you would know this too. Then you would come along with me." Mrs. Timorous shrugged her shoulders. "What is this then? Tell me, why do you want to go on this journey? You cannot just leave your friends behind." "I will tell you," Christiana answered. "When my husband went on the journey, I was sad. But that became even worse on the day he crossed the river. I began to think about the time when he was still with me. How terrible I treated him then. I thought he was acting so strange. He was so sad, and I did not understand him. Now I do, for now I feel the same sorrow. Oh, how I regret the way I treated him. The only thing I can still do now is to go on the journey too. Last night I dreamed that I saw him. I wished I were with him. He is very close to the king of that country now. He eats with him at his table. He now belongs to that people who will never die any more. He received a house to live in, more beautiful than the most beautiful palaces on earth. Those are only dunghills compared to his house. But the king of that place also had a message sent to me, and if I go on that journey too and come to him, then he will take care of me on the way. That is what he promised. Just look." Christiana took the letter from under her clothing. "He brought this to me. This is the invitation," she said while she opened it. After she read the letter, she looked at the women. "Well, what do you say about this?"
"What do I say about this? Foolishness, that is what it is," Mrs. Timorous cried out. "You are only calling hardships upon you."
Christiana looked at her surprised, and for a moment did not know what to say. Immediately, Mrs. Timorous began to speak again. "You know what your husband all experienced," she scolded. "Things went wrong with him right away from the very first step he took. Our neighbor, obstinate, stubborn, can tell about it, for he went with him a little way. And so did neighbor Pliable, accommodating, willing to listen to other people. He went with him a little while also, but it did not go well. These neighbors were smart enough to go back again. But do you know what we heard also?" Christiana shrugged her shoulders. "No." "Well, there are lions on the way. Your husband also met a nasty devil. His name was Apollyon, Destroyer. And we also heard everything about that awful valley of the shadow of death. And you yourself also know what happened with him at Vanity Fair, don't you?"
"Yes," Christiana nodded.
"Well, that was difficult for Christian, and he was a man. How difficult will it then become for you? You are just a poor woman. And also think of these poor, dear children here. Why is it necessary to throw your and your children's life away? Just all at once. Please, do not do this, but stay at home."
"Do not try to hold me back, neighbor ladies," Christiana said. "I actually received the prize already, and I can gain even more by going on this journey. It would be very foolish if I would let this pass."
The neighbor lady shook her head. "But it will become difficult for you."
"I know that," Christiana said, "but I am not going to let these threats hold me back. By this I see that I am right. The bitter goes before the sweet, and the sweet will become even sweeter because of this."
Explanation. The neighbor was someone who tried to make Christiana afraid. It was Mrs. Timorous. She only thought what miserable things would happen on the way to heaven. "Oh, stay here. Keep your sinful life. Then you will have rest and pleasure."
Also today, there are people who want to hold us back if we want to serve the Lord. They say that it is very difficult and grievous to be converted. This fear can also live in our heart. What will help against this fear? We must ask if the Lord will be with us continually with his favor. Now think for yourself. Is it really necessary to be afraid like neighbor Lady Timorous? Would you be truly happy if you have a pretended quiet life while you do not know the Lord?